From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Since mangoes grow in thousands of South Florida backyards, we might sometimes take them for granted. But every year they take center stage at Miami's Fairchild Botanical Garden. As WLRN intern Carla Javier tells us, the stars this year came from Colombia.
The juices, chutneys, desserts, and mango wine sold in Mango Village at Fairchild's International Mango Festival hold plenty of allure. There's even the world's only mango auction.
Welcome, welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, you need to get a bitter paddle if you're going to participate.
But according to Dr. Richard Campbell, the festival is not just for buying and selling mango products. It's educational. He is the director of horticulture at Fairchild and co-hosts the auction.
They all have a story. They're all named for a person, a country, an event, a place. They all have a genetic history plus a cultural history, an ethnic history. And so we, in about 15 seconds, I have to kind of try to summarize that.
One of the hundreds of fruits sold at the auction was the Colombian Vallenato.
That's the mango that can travel well. It's red. It tastes like apricots. It has more balance with sweet and acid. Then it's more appealing for everybody.
That's Noris Ledesma. She's from Colombia and curated the fruits for the auction.
This is Vallenato. This is the tree that was collected by my father back.
The room is packed. At least 200 people listen as Campbell describes the fruits. They hold paddles in the shapes of mangoes and raise them to bid.
Here we go, 25 starts them off. 30, 40, 50, 60.
The winner of that particular auction got 5 pieces of Colombian Vallenato.
Sold here, $75, number 26. Thank you very much, number 26.
And everyone else in the room who didn't win, they learned a little bit more about this Colombian fruit. I'm Carla Javier in Miami.